First of all, congratulations on your winning Wavertree, 1,715 majority there, sir.
Yeah, absolutely right. I've worked hard for the people of Wavertree over the last 8 years, and I think they voted for that yesterday and returned me to represent them for another 4 years.
Warren, have you got a get-out-of-jail card on you? Because I cannot believe what happened last night. Were you surprised?
Really, no. We'd talked to Nadia over the last few weeks, and Nadia also spoke to us when she left the Labour Party so suddenly last year because of the bullying and intimidation she felt she was getting from the leadership of the Labour group on Liverpool City Council. So it was a good move last night. I didn't expect it to come as soon as it did, but it's brought political stability back to the city, and it's onwards and upwards with our regeneration and rebirth of the whole city.
A lot of people would be quite amazed that Nadia actually said in an interview to our own Dean Sullivan that she only actually decided as the votes were being counted and the result was going to be read out. That's what she told us.
Yeah, I think it was, she saw what was going to happen, that the council was going to plunge into no overall control, and both Nadia, whose family have been, you know, involved in politics in Liverpool for such a long time, and myself, whose family's been involved in politics for such a long time, understands what no overall control means, and that means toy town politics, that means people holding the city to ransom, really, and that's the last thing we need as Liverpool has revitalised itself over the last 10 years.
So had, Warren, had there not been a possibility of a home council, had you had, say, a majority of 1, 2, 3 or whatever, then would Nadia still have come across to you?
Well, as I said, we'd had conversations with Nadia, and we said there was a place for her if she felt she'd want to move across. And I think, you know, Nadia looked at the result last night and thought it was the right time to move across. And she'll play a vital part, not only for the people of Croxteth, alongside Phil Moffat, who's the other Lib Dem councillor in Croxteth, but also alongside me and the Lib Dem team in Liverpool to keep the regeneration going forward with the Liberal Democrats in control.
Warren, a lot of people who read the papers, been looking at the TV reports, been listening to us on City Talk 105.9 today, will be standing and sitting in disbelief the fact that a woman who believes in the ethos and the background of one party can jump from one party to the next party to the next party. How do you condone that?
Well, what you've got to think of, Nadia has done a great job for the people of Croxteth, and she just thought it was right and proper last night that she put her representations in the hands of the Liberal Democrat group. I think that's important to remember. It is about political stability. It is about moving forward. And I think it's a courageous decision, Nadia, that she took in the early hours of this morning when we had a conversation, because that is more important than petty party political games. And I think over the last 6 or 8 months, some politicians in this city have been more intent on scoring party political points and playing games with the future of Liverpool than actually delivering the regeneration that both Nadia and myself want to see.
So there was no deal done between yourself and Nadia? You didn't promise her a prominent position on the council in any way, shape or form?
That's not what Nadia wants, and that's not what I want. We don't play games in politics. We're here to represent the people of Liverpool and the people of the communities who elect us. That's Wavertree and Croxteth. And I think it's important that people understand the passion that runs through both Nadia and myself. And we are steeped in political history in Liverpool. Nadia's grandfather was the MEP for Merseyside West, and my parents were on the City Council for many years and served with, my father served with Ken, her granddad, as on the Housing Committee. We're here for the right reasons, not the wrong reasons. We're not careerist politicians. We're here to make Liverpool much better. And I think Nadia, as part of the now Liberal Democrat ruling group on Liverpool City Council, will continue to see and understand that her decision last night was absolutely right.
And Warren, who approached who initially?
I think it was a mutual approach. We just had a cup of tea. She was extremely upset when she left the Labour Party because as her family are steeped in the roots of the Labour Party. And she just couldn't believe that she could be treated in such a way by the leadership that is still leading the Labour group in Liverpool. And it was abhorrent what happened to her, and totally unnecessary and totally uncalled for.
Warren, let me get this straight. So the way I'm reading this, having heard Nadia's interview with Dean and what you're saying now, is that it's not necessarily the beliefs of the party, the ethos of either of Labour or the Liberal Democrats, which matter to her. It's how she's treated within the party. Am I right?
No, it's what she believes is right for the city. And I think probably the vast majority of politicians in this city who are elected locally and nationally are in it because they believe they want to make this city right.
But we all do, Warren, don't we? But what I'm saying to you is that, therefore, why do we have any political parties within the city if it doesn't matter?
Well, it's what you know, people only before the election, Beatrice Frankel changed the party. She defected from the Liberal Democrats to Labour. And some people said it was for one reason or another reason. Beatrice has assured me it's because she believes the Labour Party can offer her what she believes in at present. And Nadia, exactly the same. She believes the Liberal Democrats can offer her the stability and the understanding in what she believes in.
Well, it's an interesting state of play, which, of course, we'll monitor here on City Talk 105.9. But another sort of subject matter has been thrown up in my face this afternoon. We've heard that yourself, you face a two-pronged bid now for the actual leadership of the Lib Dems from Councillor Paul Klein and Councillor Richard Kemp. What was your initial response to that?
Well, I'm a member of the Democratic Party, and every year the leadership of that party and of that group is up for grabs, and if people feel that they want to put their name in the hat, that is the mandate they have democratically, being members of the Liberal Democrats. I welcome a contest for the leadership. Liverpool City Council and the administration have gone through many challenges over the last few months, and I think it's important that we have the right person to lead the city. I will still remain a strong member of the Liberal Democrat group, but I will be putting my name in the hat. And we are colleagues at the end of the day. This isn't, you know, I'm not going to allow people to try and drive a wedge between us. We are colleagues. We believe in liberal democracy, and we believe in Liverpool. And it is healthy to have contests. And up and down the country, I'm sure people will see today, there'll be contests for the leadership of different groups in different towns and in different cities.
We're talking to Warren Bradley, who's Liverpool's Lib Dem council leader. Warren, tell me this, have you spoken to Paul Klein and Richard Kemp recently?
I have, yeah. I spoke to them last night. Richard particularly, we talked, and we talked today about it. And as I say, I am a member of the Democratic Party, and I welcome contests within that Democratic Party to make sure that we have the right people in the senior positions.
Now, Paul Klein has been vociferous in his criticism of you when he says we need a change of leader. We were given a kick up the backside last night. We have lost some good colleagues, and one man is the reason for that, which is you. How do you respond to that?
Well, I mean, that's a personal opinion of Paul, but if you speak to the vast majority of the people who are in my group on the City Council, they'll say, absolutely not, Warren Bradley fought hard during the campaign. And these things happen in politics. You know, you do have some disappointing results. I lost a couple of close friends last night off the council, and it fills me with sadness, because they have worked hard for the communities that they represent. But in politics, there's peaks and there's troughs. Mm-hmm. And you must understand that, and you take the rough with the smooth like anything in life. That is a personal opinion of Paul, and as I say, most of the our group will be there, hopefully supporting me next week on Monday.
Well, we're going to have Councillor Paul Klein and Richard Kemp on a little bit later on. You're welcome to stay around if you want to join in the debate later on, though, Warren, and maybe we can sort this out on air on City Talk 105.9.
Well, I wish you could, but I'm just about to go into an adjourned meeting, so if I can, I will, but I couldn't possibly promise you. As I say, I'm just about to go into an adjourned meeting. Very tired, very weary, but this is something we've got to do.
But elated all the same. Now, we've been hearing
a couple of
reports, Warren, that you've met with Tom Hicks with regards to the new Liverpool Football Club stadium. Is that the case?
Not recently, no. I met with Tom Hicks it must be about 6 or 8 months ago now, just before they submitted the new plans for the stadium. So we haven't met recently, but it's I just wish they'd resolve the internal politics out. And isn't it ironic that we talk about internal politics in Liverpool City Council and then the internal politics within a football club?
Sure.
So it's everywhere. It's not unique to Liverpool City Council. It's everywhere all over the world. I just wish they would resolve it, not only for Liverpool Football Club on the pitch, but for the City of Liverpool and the people of Anfield, Breckfield, that have waited so long for the regeneration within their community.
And Warren, do they need to sort out their internal problems, but I'm not talking between Hicks and Gillette, before we can move forward with the stadium?
I think that's up to Hicks and Gillette, but they've got to sort out the ownership of the football club, otherwise I don't believe they have the finance in place to build or even consider starting the new stadium. That's what the people of Anfield Breckfield want. That's what Liverpool City Council wants. And I think that's what the whole of Liverpool wants. They want it resolved. We want to move forward. The people of Anfield Breckfield have waited far too long for the new stadium and for the regeneration. We've got on with the regeneration of the housing and the park redevelopment started, but still we do need the completed scheme in place so people in that community can feel the benefit.
What's your gut feeling, Warren? Do you think it's going to go ahead in the near future, or are we going to have to wait a wee bit longer?
You never know, do you? The business world's a funny old game. I think after the result last week at Chelsea, maybe it'll move forward quite quickly and we'll get a resolution to it. But I think that might have been what people were holding out for, either European Champions League final or, you know, if they go out, then they'll resolve it quite quickly. But hopefully they'll be round the table as we speak, resolving it.